One Frog Too Many by Mercer and Mariana Mayer and the Bruckners. For Phyllis Vogelman, who got the ball rolling, hats off to you. One day, Henry received a present from his uncle, Homer. "For me?" he said, delighted and wondering what was in the box. And when he opened the box, he was thrilled to see what was inside. So was Dog. So was Turtle. Frog was not so thrilled, because out came a baby frog. "Here's your new friends," Henry told Baby Frog. And Dog and Turtle smiled warmly at him. Frog, on the other hand, said, "Hey, Pipsqueak, you get ready to scram." And to Henry's dismay, chomped on Baby's leg. "No, no, Frog, bad frog," said Henry. "Grr," said the Dog. Turtle just gave him a mean glare. They don't really growl. So off they marched to the pond for their daily adventure. "Let's go," said Henry, "off to conquer the pond." Turtle gave Frog and Baby Frog a ride. Frog was scheming ways to get rid of the little Pipsqueak. So, when no one was watching, oops, he stretched his leg and plop, Baby fell off. "Wah!" said Baby. Henry was dismayed. "No, Frog, please don't hurt Baby. He's part of our group. Since you keep hurting Baby, you need to sit on the side here, and we don't want you to play with us today." "Yeah," said Dog. That didn't stop Frog. He's got leap abilities. So he leaped onto the... what is that?
A raft.
And as everyone was peacefully floating along the pond, jumped on, gave Baby Frog a real nice look of, "Scram, kid," and booted him off the back of the the raft. Sploosh. Turtle looked back just in time to see the splash and Frog saying, "Pfft." Well, they knew exactly what that meant. And so he told Henry.
"No," said Henry. "Oh, no," said Dog.
They stopped everything to look for Baby Frog. "Froggy! Baby Frog!" Digging and searching and hunting around. Even Frog looked for Baby Frog. When they didn't find Baby Frog, Henry, sobbing, ran home. "Oh, no!" Everyone was so upset with Frog. Frog started to feel a little bad. Then Frog started feeling really bad as Henry sat on his bed crying and Dog tried to soothe him. What did they hear? Burp it. And in leaped Baby Frog! Hooray! And he landed right on top of Frog's head. Was Frog upset? No. Frog was happy to see the Pipsqueak.